people will make time for what they consider important to them. I know Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? You are sitting at home. No, you've got Jesus.
From the Crew Podcast.
This is where the fun begins.
Can you feel it? Cruise, forget.
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
And keep your browser locked.
Keep your browser locked.
One way to reduce your blood pressure, listen to the Veracity Podcast.
You didn't hear that, G's so.
Who's down with my G's connect? No disconnect. Are they cat cruise forget?
Oh my goodness, it's a brand new year. Happy New Year! I can't swear to say Happy New Month. You literally just moved from January straight up to February. Is it just me or January was really, really fast? It was absolutely fast for me, maybe because I took some time off work, so I did not really feel that impact. So for me, January was fast. Hope yours was like that too. Some persons were literally counting the 73rd in the month of, I'm just like, where's all this coming from? Nigerians and crews, I know. welcome. It's been a minute, pardon me. I said I was gonna take a few weeks or just 1 week, but I was still trying to take the new year in, and before you know it, January was over just like that. But I totally love it because I'm just in a new place right now. And when I'm in a new place, like my frame of mind and my being, and there is this some sort of maturity. Okay, I'm sorry, you're gonna hear a bit of noise here and there because my neighbor's kids got that big. I don't even understand. I'm in an enclosed place, but the noise just keeps, it's even entering my ear. So I'm suspecting it's going to enter the recording. So please pardon me. For a while, since the ending, before the ending of the year, let's say like around October, November, till this very time, there has been this sense of maturity that has been hovering over me. I'm just like, this atmosphere, what is it called? What is this? Is this where people get so and they don't just give fucks anymore about so many things? If you know me, you know me as a vibe queen. Whether your energy match mine or not, my energy will double for the both of us. But yeah, I'm just in this place that I flow with your energy now. That's basically it. I flow with your energy. The energy you bring in, that's what I'm going to ride on. If you're not bringing in positive energy, I'm just going to leave you there and continue in my own vibeful nature. Not bringing close to you, no. I'm not going to force anything. I'm doing that space and I'm just like, okay, it feels cool. It feels like you are not trying to force anything. You're not trying to be who you are not. You're just happy where you are. All of that. Goodness. I don't know what this is, but I think it feels cool. How have you been, my Vibe Nation, my member? Gang. How have you been? How is the new year going with you? Are you up and doing with your resolution? Or you're like some of my niggas, they don't write new year resolutions. No, some people wait till like it's the first quarter of the year. They start engaging in the thoughts. How has the year been? So what do you want to achieve this year? While some of them, it's on their birthday. Like if your birthday is December 29th, that's when you're going to write a new year resolution. I keep wondering what kind of... anything shy, whatever works for you, it's totally fine. If church conversion is the beginning of your new year, that's absolutely fine. Whichever one works for you. Like somebody said on Twitter, New Year is just like every other Monday, now dates change. Auntie, calm down. We know, right? But regardless, we still like the feeling. It feels like a fresh start. It feels like I can do something different. But sometimes you just write it down, write New Year resolution down for those that write. Some of us, we don't write again, we just put everything in God's hands and ahead we move. Yeah, some of us just like, okay, let's see how it goes, wing it through. But you just have these goals. Some of them have long-term goals, some of them have short-term goals. So whichever one works for you, that's absolutely fine. And I am rooting for you in all of that. I am rooting for you. Welcome to a brand new banging episode of the Veracity Podcast. In case you don't know my name, I am sorry, you have been missing a whole lot. My name is Veracity, the one you know as Cruise Queen. Others call me Energy Goddess. Some call me Vibe Queen, Vibe Machine. I still remember your president, Vibe Nation. Give it up, give it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been bringing some of my radio energy. But hey, let's go. Okay, I finally decided to record an episode today. This has been something I really wanted to talk about, but with a guest. In the absence of no guest today, that would not stop us from talking about it. What is it? Communication. This is something that is really, really, really important. Whichever way you want to bend it, communication is a very, very important thing everywhere. With the little kids, with your subordinates, with your co-workers, with your friends, with your acquaintance, with your parents, your siblings, your lovers. Hey, yes, so that one is very, very important. Communication is important everywhere. Even when people are not communicating, they are indirectly communicating. Yes, that was one thing I got to know off Twitter, which somebody said silence is also a way of communication. It is. We just have to learn to read it the way it is. Yes, it is. But I feel this is not really talked about enough. And people just see it as, oh, I beg, it's not so important. What's the need? Especially people that are claiming to be in some sort of romantic relationship. Somebody tweeted the other day that, why do I need to call you every now and then as my partner? And somebody responded, you go a whole 24 hours without talking to somebody you claim to be in love with. Nigger, like, who are you talking to? You are definitely sharing some important juicy gist with somebody. How can you go 24 hours in a day and you claim to be very, very busy? You're not working offshore. You are not a pilot. Even those ones said they find a way. See, people make excuses for literally everything and anything. That is one thing I have come to realize. People make excuses for anything and everything they want to make excuse for. But if they consider it important, they will find a way to be available. They will communicate. But if they don't see it as something that is important, no matter how much energy the other person is putting in relationship aspect now, no matter the energy of the other person is putting in, they're just going to look at it like, why are you trying to force this thing? Try rest. You say rest, you don't try. That kind of thing. And I feel it is really, 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 really not fair. It is not fair at all on your other partner. But yeah, let's leave relationship for a while right now. I know Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? You are sitting at home. No, no, no. You've got Jesus. And you've got the Veracity podcast. Come on, girl. Come on. You have to be entertained, you know. Some areas we really need communications. In short, you see, we actually need this in all areas. These ones I'm going to be talking about, I think they should be prioritized. Number one, building relationship. Whether friendship, whether just platonic relationship with your co-workers, colleagues, with your church members, with your significant other, with your children, your siblings, anybody at all. Communication is very, very important. See, people are not witches, even if they are witches. You have to give them clue to know what's up with you. That's a way of communicating. If you don't open this your mouth and talk, nobody's a mind reader. I don't know if people read minds now in Nigeria, but nobody's going to remove what's on your head and read what's there, what's inside. You just have to find a way. Sometimes you just see some people just, I thought you would know. How will I know? Some people just, they assume people actually know. And that's another thing that mess up things. Like they say, assumption is the mother of all fuck ups. Yeah, you can't expect me to assume for you. I won't do that. You have things you want to say, say it the way it is. Saying it the way it is, you have to still consider the other person. How are they going to receive it? That's another way of communicating as well that we need to understand. You know, sometimes we just say, it's the way it's in my body now. We just say it out. But the way the other person is receiving it, are you thinking about that? If they were in the right frame of mind, if what she said really hurt them, if what she said went down well with them, you have to consider some of these things. But most important thing is that you are saying what is in your mind. You have information you need to pass across, say it out. You have things to discuss with people. You have points that you needed to talk about with people. You have, you know, business deal and all of that to discuss. You actually need to communicate to build relationships. Whichever right that you're going to place the relationship, all of them as a ship, yeah? Friendship, platonic friendship, romantic relationship, situationship, even in that one, we need communication. Because if it's just friends with benefit kind of thing, you don't tell the other person, ah, this is what I'm in for. And the person start assuming, okay, we are a thing. You know, that kind of thing is quite a deal. It's quite things. Communication actually does a whole lot. It helps people understand you better. They know your line of thoughts. You cannot not tell me anything and tell me to understand. I suspected that you're going to read it from my body language. Well, your body now they talk. I know somebody will say, go back to the days of our mothers when they used to use eye to communicate. That's another way of communication. Imagine she didn't use eye to color be me. Like, eye to do me don't eat. And I went to go and eat. And I get home. You know the beating. That's another way of communication, but I just feel that as adults, we need to open our mouth and talk. Say what's on your mind. But be very constructive about that. That's another thing. Communication in the workplace. This thing happened to me late last year. She would rather me just say something in the air. So because I'm not the only person in the room, I'm not thinking she's talking to me. So she says something like, let us. So I assume that probably she's talking to the rest people, because if you are talking to me, I expect you to draw my attention and tell me what you want to tell me. Don't just blot out things in me and expect me to know that you are talking to me. Not be me they talk to, and I will not reply you. That really caused a whole lot of argument. And I was like, we work in a media house, communication house. You cannot not know how to communicate. Excuse me. It is different when there is clear communication, so that when things go south, you know, okay, I told this person, specifically address this issue to this person, told this person about it, so that when they want to hold people accountable, they will know the person to pick, especially when it comes to delegating roles. Communication in the workplace helps the work go very, very smooth. I know sometimes when people are recruiting for jobs, now they said they're not limited to the roles that are listed there. That means you can't actually see more. When you give my employment letter and you do not write that thing there, by the time you give it to me in the workplace, I will tell you, ah, sorry, I did not see it in my employment letter. You told me to come and talk on air. Now you are telling me to come and do another thing. Go on. The standing in that is swami bringing people. That was not part of our agreement. If people learn to really, really communicate, I feel this world will actually be a better place. Another thing I need people to understand is that in communicating, it's not so important that you communicate it right there and then. Although there are some situations that calls for that, as in the hot digital there. But in a situation where you are around the workplace environment, or you're with your lover, and you had a disagreement or something, and you feel that as a lady now, let me say lady, you feel that if you start talking, you can start crying at that moment, or you can start yelling and shouting, it's better you hold yourself. Just try to take everything in. It's bound to argument, disagreement is bound to happen. Swallow it up, just calm down. If you left that environment a few hours later, if it requires you to send a very lengthy voice note, send it to them, do where to send it. If it requires you to send, in short, the book of Psalms, send it to them. Write it out, type it out and send it to them. Or if it's over a phone call, it is better. They know, oh, okay, this is what you did to them that made them do act like this. And if you feel like in a workplace, if you just say it as the hot, things go spoil, hold it back. Hold it back. If there are channels you need to go through, let's say report to your direct HOD that needs to report to another HOD that needs to report to another, you know, different grades and all of that, you go through the necessary process. If they are not addressing the issue as they should, while the thing now escalates, nobody will say, oh, you didn't see anything. No, when did this whole thing hide up? When did this whole thing happen? If something is happening, it's better you let at least two persons know in an organization. If something is happening in your relationship that does not sit well with you, I wouldn't advise you talk to somebody outside. Even if the person links you up together, don't even talk to them about it. I'd rather you talk to me as your partner. I did something that pissed you off. I did something that you don't like. Talk to me about it. Why are you taking our issue outside? If we don't talk about these things as partners who are probably planning to do life together. How are we going to resolve bigger issues when we get married? How are we going to resolve issues when we start having kids? When we have to make financial decisions? When we have to make even bigger life decisions? How are we going to do it if we cannot resolve conflict as a boyfriend and girlfriend? I feel we humans, we learn to just complicate issues by ourselves. I have a problem of talking, of expressing myself without crying. That is very crazy. I hate confrontations. So whenever issues happen, I just find a way to take myself out of that environment. So later on, I can send a voice note. Thank God for WhatsApp nowadays. You can really send a voice note. Another way I can also let myself out of that situation is to talk to another person who was not involved in these arguments or anything, because I do not want to cry. If I start talking to the person directly, water start dripping off my eyes. I'm just like, yay, grown woman, what is all this? What's all this baby behavior? I'm trying to hold it back. The more I try to hold it in, the more it comes out. So I avoid confrontation. I just look for a calm environment to do my communication. It helps me. Probably something happened like 3 weeks ago. I can address it today. If it happened 1 month ago, I'll tell you, okay, something that happened so day like this. This is what I think. I feel this, that. Let's say it as it is. Now that I'm in the space to talk about it. If you don't feel comfortable talking to people face to face, if it's over a phone call, my dear, do it. If it's whichever way, text message or even letter, if you want to go to post office to go and post it, do it. Whatever works for you. But I just feel that it's a new year. And one thing that really help us connect better as individuals is communication. You can't tell me that you are my partner, my significant other. You go a whole 24 hours in a day and you claim to be busy, like you are busy. Okay, let me not say claim. You said you were busy, but you didn't find time to, at the very least, send a text message to somebody you claim to love. I really have thoughts about these relationship people of a thing. Like, people just be making excuses for rubbish. I said something some days ago that people will make time for what they consider important to them. If it's not important, hey, they will make up all the excuses in this life. Someone was telling me of a story how somebody was all about them, their space and everything. While the things were still very, very fresh, they would call, they would send messages upon messages. They would call like 100 times in a day and all of that. But at the time, the person was becoming tired of the whole thing. Like, if you send them a message, I did not see. This is somebody, you know, that they are with their phone 24/7. Auntie, uncle, you are in line. You know I know you. You're always with your phone. So what is this? I did not see my message. Eh? So yeah, I feel communication is one way to solve issues from escalating. One, it can actually prevent it from happening. Another thing is that it can prevent it from escalating. Another thing is that it can help us bond better. Yes, it can help us bond very, very well. And for relationship people, please, communication is like the main cocoa. If you don't communicate your feelings to me, what will be ringing in my head is, does he love me? That's why you have people asking for reassurance every now and then. I feel that is one sign of insecurity, by the way. Just my thought. You're not communicating your feelings to your partner. So they are kind of doubting, does she really love me? Does he really love me? I'm not even sure again, want that. Do you get? I feel, sure, I don't want to talk safe. Motivational speaker don't already the lead. So yeah, we need to learn how to communicate as adults. Children communicate. As parents, learn to communicate with your children. It is very important. And I have learned something. You can communicate without yelling. Thanks to my friend, Bunny. I've learned from her. Thanks to my auntie. I've learned from her as well. I've learned from different people. You can communicate without shouting, without having to raise your voice. She'll be like, why are you shouting when you can hear so? Like, I'm within range. You don't have to start yelling. I can hear you. I'll be like, wow. You have some level of pride, my friend. But I love it. I really, really love it. I'm in a phase where I am learning a whole lot of things. Something happened late last year before the end of the year that was in our office space. Instead of getting angry and yelling, I was laughing uncontrollably. What am I trying to say in a nutshell? Learn to communicate. It can prevent the argument from happening in the first place. It can prevent it from escalating. It can also help us bond better. You want something, say it. You need something, ask. sometimes you just expect your partner to, you know, be spontaneous. Spontaneity, I know it can be very sweet and romantic, but sometimes there are some things people don't know, and it will be a lot of stress trying to find out. Why don't you just say to them, let it be like you said it to, you said it, probably like you now forgot. Oh, you really forgot. That means it's not important to you. You cannot start blackmailing them by then. I will understand. But saying that you didn't communicate in the first place, that is not acceptable, my friend. I was going to say something before wrapping up on this episode. I can't seem to remember right now. Overall, learn to communicate. It will save us a whole lot of stress, unnecessary mood swings. Women know, yes, you're on this table, you'll be waking up with different mood swings every day. Please learn to communicate. It will save the other gender a whole lot of stress. People are going through a lot. Yes, that's one thing I was gonna say. People are going through a lot, so you can't expect people to be reading your mind. Please learn to communicate. It's very, very important. So yeah, that is how we call it a wrap on this episode. Please do well to follow on whichever platform you listen to this. Follow me on Spotify. Please do well to rate. And of course, Apple Podcast. Do well to follow my socials, The Veracity Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, Facebook. I'll see you on the next one. Please communicate today and be set free. Bye.